Incumbent Republicans will hold on to all three Rutland County Senate seats despite strong challenges by Democrats Cheryl Hooker and Corrine Rodrigue, BPR's Nina Kack reports.
Incumbents Kevin Mullen, Peg Flory, and Brian Collamore say they're looking forward to returning to Montpelier. Mullen has been in the Senate since 2003, Flory since 2009, and Collamore since 2014. The three campaigned as a team, and Collamore and Flory say they believe their message of fiscal restraint resonated with voters.
I think most people in Rutland County and in the state of Vermont are concerned about the affordability issue of the state and the fact that the budget can't continue to go at about a 5% clip in terms of spending if you only take in about 3%. It's just not sustainable.
And I think the fact that we were running it as a team, I think people recognized the importance of working as a team.
Kevin Mullen admits he was worried about the effect Trump's candidacy might have on who would show up to vote, but he says he was reassured by the large voter turnout and says it shows people in Rutland County and across Vermont were invested in their choices. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.